Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord. They never cease to praise you.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, today, as we celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph, few things to keep in mind. First, when we say that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, it means what was said in the Old Testament was fulfilled in Christ. Like today, we read, the first reading was from the second book of Samuel. The book of Samuel comes from the Old Testament. And that was where the prophecy was given, that a son will be born, and this son will be fathered by God himself. And that was fulfilled in the New Testament, as we read how Jesus was born and how Joseph came into play. That is by the side. There is one gift that I think is lacking among the younger generation, and that is the gift of the fear of God. The gift of the fear of God is that gift we receive from the Holy Spirit that helps us to be mindful in order not to please God, in order not to displease God. And that is the gift St. Joseph had. Joseph played a very important role in the economy of salvation. That role is, he was able to listen to God because he was so much for him. Doing the will of God is more important than any other thing. That was why, even when Mary was betrothed to him, he found out that Mary was already pregnant. And he was thinking of what to do. That same night, the angel came and told him, "Hey, she is conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just take her in." And Joseph obeyed. Joseph did not say, "Oh, It is my right to do whatever I want to do. He obeyed God's intention because he didn't want to displease God. So he cooperated with God because Mary was betrothed to him as a guardian, and she kept to that. He was a responsible man. He did not say, since I'm not aware of this, I will divorce her and go and get another wife. No. The gift of the fear of God. Always trying to do what God wants us to do. Considering the will of God for us first before our own will. Realizing that it is not us, but Him. Considering God first in our lives, in all we do, asking ourselves, is this what God wants me to do? Will my action please God? Will my action be good in the presence of God? That is very important. It is a rare gift that all of us, we have to ask for. We ask the Holy Spirit to give or endow us this gift of the fear of God. It is the gift of the fear of God that makes us, whenever we find ourselves derailing, we go to confession. We cleanse our souls because we don't want to offend Him. It is the gift of the fear of God that helps us to comport ourselves whenever we come in God's presence. It is the gift of the fear of God that helps us to always love God and do His will at all times, to consider His will first before our own will. Today we are celebrating St. Joseph. Because of the role he played, he cooperated with the Holy Spirit. He cooperated, and the will of God was actualized in human history. Let us pray for God's grace, especially in this time of Lent, to do His will at all times, to cooperate with the will of God, to allow the will of God to precede our own will. Amen.